Maybe your kid embarrassed you out in public. That's the story that we're trying to get from you here on 99.7 DJX. Text from Tattooed Mexican listener who said, my wife and I were at the grocery store. Daughter at the time, 4. Elderly lady said hi to our daughter. As she walked away, my daughter asked, "Mom, why does her neck and chin go wobble, 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 wobble,
oh,
wobble?"
No, no, no,
when
no.
She talks.
Oh, no, no, no. No.
Did I say the inside thoughts out loud?
Oh.
That's
and
funny.
Then you're going, shh.
And you're like, ah, da, da, da,
da. Oh, my goodness.
Jill said, I went to the optometrist to get new glasses. Lady asked if I was hard on things, talking about the lenses. My daughter chimes in and says, well, she's hard on me. That's funny.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going back to Target. The loud announcement. We were walking past the feminine hygiene aisle.
Yeah.
When my daughter loudly asked, "Mommy, are you bleeding again?" Right as a cute guy walked by. I've never pushed my cart faster.
Oh.
That is not good.
That is not good.
Got another message. Had guests over for dinner, and out of nowhere, my son shouted, "Alexa, play WAP by Cardi B." I swear he just likes the beat, but explaining that to my boss and her husband, not ideal. Oh my God.
Could you imagine? I mean, but kids do get, they hijack the Alexa whenever they want, you know?
They do. Oh my God. Here's another. Oh my gosh. Another message. All the kids were saying they wanted to be doctors, firefighters, teachers in kindergarten on career day. My son proudly stood up and said, "My mommy works on her phone all day and sometimes cries in the closet."
Wow.
I work from home, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's funny. Got another message from a listener. We were at a nice dinner. Son told the waiter, "My mommy said she's not wearing a bra today because it's Free the Nipple Friday."
Oh, my God.
I nearly died.
Oh.
Also, why are they always listening?
Why are they always listening? Stop listening. Stop. Stop.
Free the
Stop.
Nipple Friday.
Stop.
That's a fun saying.
Gosh. This one message said that one time at the zoo, we saw a monkey scratching his butt. And my daughter pointed out and yelled, "Just like mommy does on the couch." No, 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 I do not. No, no, I do not.
That's funny. It's it always involves a bathroom, right?
Or the changing room.
What?
While trying on jeans, my daughter flung open the curtain, screamed, "Look at mommy's big booty!" I was half naked and 4 people were watching. Iconic.
Wow. You know what? You gotta love them. Gotta love them. Alma texted in and said, "One time my son said he farted really loud while sitting at in the Kroger's checkout."
Oh,
jeez. Oh, my gosh. And then she said, another time we were at a Dollar General getting tampons, and my daughter asked while at the checkout, "Mommy, are those things you put in your butt?" You know what? Close. Close.
Oh.
But no.
Oh, gosh.
Those are good.
Then it's just kind of like, you know what? Maybe they were too young for that information.
Too good.
Maybe a little bit.
Or you know what? That's a good learning information. That's a good learning moment.
Okay.
That's a good learning moment.
All right. But that's how we learn. Like, these are things that we have to tell them. Let's discuss in private.
Yeah. All right, those are good. Never a lack of those stories here.
Kids will say the darndest things.
On 99.7 DJX.